Welcome to another episode of First Time Leaders Accelerated. I'm Tim Smith, your host and coach. Leading people is the most important responsibility in the world. Yet 60% of first-time leaders fail due to often overlooked prerequisites. If you want to avoid these failures and accelerate your career, this is your podcast. Today, I will share insight into the two most important people skills and why they are endangered. Ironically, with each passing year, people skills are becoming increasingly more in demand. People skills are often inaccurately referred to as soft skills or life skills. The term people skills is much more descriptive. The two most important people skills are communication and emotional intelligence. These skills are so interrelated that they should always be taught together. And they are also considered perishable skills, skills you need to consistently use or you will lose them. People skills are important for everyone, not just leaders. When I mention communication, it will be in the context of face-to-face communication. Communication is the process of transferring information between people. If you can't communicate effectively, it doesn't matter what your message is. I'd like to share a brief story about someone you may know. A young executive who looked a lot like me was leaving the office late when he found the CEO standing in front of the shredder with a document in his hand. "Listen," said the CEO, "this is a top secret, one-of-a-kind document. Can you make this thing work?" "Certainly," said the young executive, who was eager to help. The young executive, again, who looked a lot like me, turned the shredder on, inserted the document, and pressed the start button. "Excellent," said the CEO, as the paper slowly vibrated and disappeared into the shredder. The CEO said, "I had to sign my life away to make this one copy." This is a classic scenario where neither person took the time to listen to understand. Communication requires three distinct skills. The first is empathic listening, the most important communication skill, yet the skill most people struggle with. Second is pausing and thinking. And third is responding, if necessary. The greatest gift you can give someone is your undivided attention, which you demonstrate through body language. Stop and think. When was the last time someone gave you their undivided attention? How did it make you feel? It probably felt strange, since it doesn't happen often. Conversely, when was the last time you gave someone your undivided attention? Empathic listening is much more than hearing. Hearing is one of our natural senses and just happens. Empathic listening takes attention, intention, and perspective. Empathic listening includes listening to what is being said, the tone of what is being said, and body language. You should always listen to understand, not to respond. It's humanly impossible to listen and formulate your response at the same time. Humans cannot mentally multitask. Multitasking is a misnomer. People cannot perform two cognitive activities simultaneously. Although people can switch rapidly between multiple thoughts, giving the illusion of multitasking. Body language is communicating by means of conscious or subconscious body gestures, such as posture, facial expressions, and especially your eyes. Body language always trumps what is said. Body language tells you all you need to know about people. What you say and how you say it reveals the true intentions of your heart. Who you are is not only expressed by your words, but is written on your face. If you're truly listening to understand, you have no choice but to pause and think after someone is done talking. Conversations are improvisation. We don't use scripts. Therefore, is it essential to listen to understand? If someone responds immediately when you finish talking or interrupts you before you finish, they are not listening. They're just waiting their turn to talk. Most people are hard of listening rather than hard of hearing. And when you do respond, if necessary, respond so you can't be misunderstood. Clear communication prevents conflict and is the best tool to accelerate conflict resolution. Communication is the foundation for relationships, and relationships are the essence of our existence. Emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is our ability to identify, assess, and navigate our emotions and those of others. Understanding emotional intelligence does not make you emotionally intelligent. You need to use the skills or you'll lose the skills. Emotional intelligence is your success indicator for life, and it's your GPS for relationships. Emotional intelligence consists of two perspectives, personal and social. The personal perspective has two aspects, personal awareness and personal control. Personal control does not mean suppressing your emotions, but understanding them and controlling your emotions. The social perspective also has two aspects, social awareness and social navigation. Decades of research has confirmed emotional intelligence is linked more closely to our success than our IQ. This is especially true for leaders. Studies have shown emotional intelligence is linked to success at all levels and becomes more important the higher your career takes you due to your widening influence. If you want to improve your communication and emotional intelligence skills and ultimately your life, click the link in the show notes to enroll in the next Communication and Emotional Intelligence course. If you found my insight valuable and want to benefit from my nearly four decades as a crash test dummy for leader development, click the appropriate link in the show notes. Remember, treat people like they make a difference, and they will. Thank you for listening. Take care.